In the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and encamped against it. And they built forts against it, around it. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine was severe in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city, and all the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were against the city around it, and the king went by the way of the Arabah. But the Chaldean army pursued the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they captured the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon to Riblah, and they passed judgment on him. They killed Zedekiah's sons before his eyes, then put out Zedekiah's eyes, bound him in fetters, and carried him to Babylon. Now in the 5th month, on the 7th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned Yahweh's house, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem. He burned every great house with fire. All the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive the rest of the people who were left in the city, and those who had deserted to the king of Babylon, all the rest of the multitude. But the captain of the guard left some of the poorest of the land to work the vineyards and fields. The Chaldeans broke up the pillars of bronze that were in Yahuwah's house, and the bases and the bronze sea that were in Yahuwah's house, and carried the bronze pieces to Babylon. They took away the pots, the shovels, the snuffers, the spoons, and all the vessels of bronze with which they ministered. The captain of the guard took away the fire pans, the basins, that which was of gold, for gold, and that which was of silver, for silver. The two pillars, the one sea, and the bases, which Solomon had made for Yahweh's house, the bronze of all these vessels was not weighed. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and a capital of bronze was on it. The height of the capital was 3 cubits, with network and pomegranates on the capital around it, all of bronze. And the second pillar with its network was like these. The captain of the guard took Sariah the chief priest, Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the threshold. And out of the city he took an officer who was set over the men of war, and 5 men of those who saw the king's face who were found in the city, and the scribe the captain of the army who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the city. Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard took them, and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. The king of Babylon attacked them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away captive out of his land. As for the people who were left in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left, even over them he made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, governor. Now when all the captains of the forces, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor, they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael the son of Nethanah, Johanan the son of Kareah, Sareah the son of Tanhumeth the Netophathite, and Jazaniah the son of the Makathathite, they and their men. Gedaliah swore to them and to their men, and said to them, "Don't be afraid because of the servants of the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will be well with you." But in the 7th month, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal offspring, came, and 10 men with him, and struck Gedaliah, so that he died, with the Jews and the Chaldeans that were with him at Mizpah. All the people, both small and great, and the captains of the forces arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. In the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, released Jehoiachin, king of Judah, out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings who were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments. Jehoiachin ate bread before him continually all the days of his life. And for his allowance, there was a continual allowance given him from the king, every day a portion, all the days of his life,